This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Alex Nasiri, a board-certified addiction medicine physician and anesthesiologist and founder of Reach Wellness and Recovery, a cutting-edge brain institute based in the Los Angeles area. Dr. Nasiri recently launched a new state-of-the-art Reach facility in Burbank, California, to help patients with a full range of behavioral health issues ranging from substance and alcohol use disorders to depression, PTSD, general anxiety disorders, OCD, and chronic pain. Dr. Nasiri, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be on your program and be able to converse with you and your audience.
And we're certainly pleasured to have you with us, and I'm certain that our listeners will learn a lot today from our conversation. So how is Reach Wellness and Recovery's approach different from other rehab and mental health facilities to kick things off today?
Well, traditionally, what's out there in the spectrum of care for mental health is usually a residential treatment model where the patient, if they are suffering from addiction issues, substance or alcohol issues, they enroll into an inpatient residential facility, like many of the places you see in Malibu and other parts of the country, where they oftentimes enroll and participate in a 12-step recovery program. These facilities are technically non-medical in their structure. They're part of the department, licensed by the Department of Social Services, and while they definitely do some great work and there is a place for them on the spectrum of care, their focus is more using the social and somewhat psychological model, but mainly a lot of them use 12-step based programs, which are wonderful in many capacities, but they're not as cutting edge in terms of medical care and the study of the brain, using the study of the brain and more cutting edge advanced medical care. Most of these facilities are usually owned by non-physicians or non-clinicians, and in our situation, we're different. Reach is different. You know, Reach is fully physician and clinician owned and operated. Our staff of physicians, psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, everyone is a clinician. And what we do is we actually take a mildly different approach. What we do is we treat everything from addiction, substance use disorders, alcohol use disorders, and also mental health issues such as depression, PTSD, anxiety. We use a more trauma-based model. We treat the traumatized brain, first using a medical approach after medically detoxing a patient if they're using drugs or alcohol, and then we proceed to use more medical modalities to help attenuate and alleviate the triggers and the symptoms that is often caused by trauma in the brain. From there, aggressively using psychotherapy and other modalities, both medical and psychosocial, to advance the recovery of the brain, both for the addict and the non-addict patient who suffers from chronic mental health conditions, whether that be PTSD, depression, anxiety, chronic neuropathic pain, or OCD, for example. What I like about the Reach model is that we are able to do these things on an outpatient basis, but for those who, for example, need inpatient care, we can also provide 24-hour in-home nursing. So people who want to do a medical detox at home, we can provide in-home detox as well. So we are able to both provide in-home care as well as outpatient care. We are also able at Reach to, for people who need elevated level of care, since we are physician-based, we can admit them to hospitals that are appropriate for this kind of care. And both at the hospital and at residential facilities that we help oversee medically as well.
Dr. Nasiri, I'd be curious, what inspired you to launch Reach Wellness and Recovery?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I had some personal relationships with people in the past who suffered from substance and alcohol addiction issues, and they, you know, I had loved ones pass away from suicide, and mental health really wound up changing, you know, becoming something of tremendous personal interest for me. And when I saw the level of care and the quality of care that was being provided out there, I wanted something more. I wanted something more cutting edge. I wanted something more comprehensive. I wanted something that would be more, could be more individually tailored to the patient. And I wanted something that professionals out there, people who are professionals but still suffer from mental health or substance and alcohol abuse, and oftentimes feel that they have nowhere to go that would adequately treat them because of their socioeconomic issues, or that, you know, their public persona, things like that. I wanted somewhere where they could get adequate and high quality care. And so it became a personal mission for me to really develop the most advanced institute, as well as the most advanced team and seasoned team of people who can provide both clinical, medical, psychosocial, and spiritual care, really providing a comprehensive approach, but individually tailored to every single patient and their own specific needs. We don't do anything cookie cutter, or we don't do it, and everything is titrated to the patient at Reach, and that is what we're really known for. And one-on-one care that we provide that is really, unparalleled in Southern California and much of the nation.
As we mentioned earlier, you recently opened a new state-of-the-art Reach Wellness and Recovery facility in Burbank, California. Can you tell our listeners about the cutting-edge services that Reach provides there?
Well, yeah. So what happened is we've been around for a while. While we originally launched in the Pasadena area, we opened a program in Burbank because we wanted to add certain modalities, some more cutting edge things. For example, ketamine infusion treatment, ketamine infusion therapy, which is really gaining ground and is doing things that we never thought it could, that, you know, for patients who suffer from refractory depression, PTSD, anxiety, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, OCD, and some other diagnoses as well, patients who've tried psychotherapy, who've done traditional treatment, medications, antidepressants, and still have not gotten better, we now can give intravenous ketamine infusion titrated exactly to their proper dosage at the right pace and rate for them, in a very controlled medical and monitored setting, fully monitored. As also a board certified anesthesiologist, I know exactly, who's been using ketamine for the past 15 years in the operating rooms of the hospitals, and understand what it does as an anesthetic. Now I know how to titrate it differently and fully personalize it to the patient to help them deal with some of their symptoms. Ketamine is really a amazing, groundbreaking drug. The National Institute of Health is really proclaiming it the first drug in almost 50 years to be able to combat depression so fast. It helps with suicidality and many other mental health issues. In fact, Thomas Insull, the director of the National Institute of Mental Health, has said recent data suggests that ketamine given intravenously might be the most important breakthrough in antidepressant treatment in decades. So while the FDA has yet to approve ketamine for treatment of mental health issues, we are seeing many studies out there, as well as anecdotal experience, as well as my own vast experience with the patients that are coming in, that it is doing wonders. The studies out there are showing rates of 70% improvement, much more than SSRIs or these traditional antidepressant medications or therapy. So That's one thing we're doing. Another thing is the NAD plus infusion therapy. That's nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. That is something that we use for, it's indicated for treatment of, again, depression, anxiety, alcohol and drug use, sleep disturbance, memory loss, attention deficit, PTSD, chronic fatigue, lethargy, Parkinson's, neurologic conditions, even muscle and pain aches. And some places use it for anti-aging as well, because NAD is the is the coenzyme that allows every cell of the body to produce adequate energy to replenish, restructure, and renovate each cell. So both ketamine and NAD have this ability for neurosynaptogenesis to basically help cell growth and help rewire the brain and the body. And so these are some of the things that we're doing. I mean, of course, we have a full gamut of services that we provide. We provide, you know, obviously outpatient detox, Suboxone treatment, Suboxone implants, Vivitrol, now Trexone implants, Vivitrol injections, full psychiatric medication management as well, relapse preventive medications, and psychotherapy, EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing for people with PTSD. Botox is now being indicated for depression in many studies to help close a feedback loop that is associated with frowning, for example, little things like that. ISDTP, which is intensive short-term dynamic psychotherapy. Alpha stimulation, which is utilization of wavelength therapy to help with anxiety and depression and even pain, and urine toxicology and other sorts of things as well. So we're really, you know, trying to do the most cutting edge things for our patients and addressing things from a 360 degree angle or point of view when it comes to patient care.
Certainly do appreciate those details. Most helpful today, we are speaking with Dr. Alex Nasiri, a board-certified addiction medicine physician, an anesthesiologist, and founder of Reach Wellness and Recovery, a cutting-edge brain institute based in the Los Angeles area, here on eHealth Radio's Rehab and Addiction Prevention channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what advice do you give to someone struggling with addiction? What's the first step to recovery?
You know, oftentimes people say, the first step is admitting you have a problem, or the first step is asking for help. You know, I actually tell patients the first step is realizing there is no shame in being an addict. We don't need to have, while society allows it to, makes addicts oftentimes feel like they're stigmatized or care, you know, addiction carries a stigma with it. It's really important for people who have substance or alcohol use disorders to realize it is a disease, it is an illness. And just like someone who's a diabetic or asthmatic or has high blood pressure is not stigmatized and is not ashamed or doesn't feel guilty about their disease states, but realize that they have to have that medically managed. I always tell patients, remember, this is a disease, and what you're suffering from is a disease. You don't have to be ashamed about it. You don't have to feel guilty. The first thing to do is reach out. Reach out and ask for help. There's someone out there. There are professionals out there who are able to help you. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to feel ashamed. You don't have to feel stigmatized. You will and the gift of sobriety will make you feel so much better in the long term. And everything that you feel right now, this darkness that you feel right now, when you stop using drugs or alcohol, the sun will come out again and life will be a lot lighter.
They certainly will. And thanks for your thoughts in those regards. Now, what are your thoughts also on the opioid epidemic in this country?
Well, the opioid epidemic in the country is absolutely scary. We haven't seen anything like this since the early 80s and the AIDS crisis. If anything, the opioid epidemic might be even killing more people. In fact, a report from the federal government that came out a month ago stated that now opioid alone and overdoses kill more people than homicides and car accidents combined. That is unheard of. I mean, one can trace back the root of the opioid epidemic to the mid-90s when pharmaceutical companies started pushing opioid pain medications and forcing it basically through some laws that mandated doctors adequately treat pain in an outpatient and inpatient basis, and tie the hands of doctors in a way to prescribe more and more of these opioid painkillers. And eventually what we saw is an elevation in the amount needed and more and more abuse of these opioid painkillers that eventually has now led to heroin making a massive resurgence and really wiping out tens of thousands of lives every year. And we've seen certain regions really, really highly affected by it. And the heroin is getting worse and worse. This is not your mother and father's heroin. Heroin is now laced with fentanyl. It is no longer just strictly coming from Afghanistan as a pure opium. It is is coming from Mexico as well, which is called black tar heroin, which brings with it certain infectious causes as well, which is creating antibiotic resistance. So the opioid epidemic is truly a massive code blue that's going on nationwide. More people are dying than ever, and we are not treating the underlying causes of the opioid epidemic, the trauma, the psychological issues going on with people's minds that is leading them to first use the painkillers as a numbing medication to deal with their own mental status, and leading them eventually to heroin, intravenous heroin, and then ultimately overdose.
What a scary situation, and thanks for your input in those regards. Now, also, if you would, what are the benefits of ketamine therapy, and who should consider ketamine treatment?
Well, ketamine is, as I mentioned earlier, it's been an anesthetic medication that has been used since the 1950s very safely and really effectively in the hospital setting. But recent studies have discovered that it has profound effects on helping improve people's mental health symptoms associated with refractory. And by refractory, I mean traditional medication and therapy have not worked for patients suffering from chronic depression, general anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders, or people who've had chronic trauma of any kind, night terrors, things like that, as well as chronic pain patients who have fibromyalgia or neuropathic pain, because ketamine does carry an analgesic component to it, as well as symptoms of obsessive compulsive disorder. So it is really an amazing drug. While they don't know the exact mechanism of action, that we do know that it is an NMDA receptor blocker, which may have an effect on the glutamate system in the brain and help in ways that other medications cannot, because other medications such as the antidepressant and antipsychotic medications are all focused more on dopamine and serotonin, which are neurotransmitters, rather than focus on glutamate directly as ketamine does. So we are seeing profound results with ketamine, and you know, one of the things we do when we treat addiction, we treat our patients completely from a trauma point of view. You know, oftentimes people think that PTSD or trauma is only secondary to coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan or being in a car accident and being traumatized. And one of the things that I tell patients is that trauma, it does not have to be a singular event. It can be chronic in nature. It can manifest over many years, starting in early childhood and adolescence, if one does not have, for example, shelter security as a child and always bouncing around from apartment to apartment, or just has nutritional insecurity and does not always have enough food to eat. That is micro trauma that over time builds up. And eventually, we are all built to have some level of built-in coping mechanisms that's innate to each human being. However, if during those formative years, it does not our coping mechanisms do not adequately develop and are not reinforced by proper parenting and the environment that we are in, our coping mechanism is at a very base level, and that does not allow us to eventually deal with the accumulation of this chronic trauma that finally causes the levees to break. And as the levees break, these floods of emotions come in as set into motion symptoms of severe anxiety and an unregulated mind, which is often then self-medicated with alcohol and drugs by patients. So one of the things we do after medically fully detoxifying, completing detoxing the patient, they complete a detoxification process from whatever the case it may be, opiates or alcohol and so on, we then oftentimes assess the patient and see if they're a proper candidate for ketamine as a stopgap measure, because it does work so rapidly, combine it with something like EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, to neutralize the trauma and the flashbacks and the triggers, and then be able to incorporate the strong psychotherapy and social and psychosocial models and spiritual models, because we have now been able to manage and regulate the severe symptoms of this trauma that has been built on for so many years, and patients are unable oftentimes to do well in rehab. They go in and out of rehab because that trauma, which is the underlying cause of their drug or alcohol use, is not adequately being treated fast enough. So we are here at REACH are able to not only use ketamine and EMDR and psychotherapy and medication management, but we're able to do it in a step-up approach and phase things in after a proper and adequate assessment.
Lastly, Dr. Nasiri, you're committed for REACH to make its mark in Washington, D.C. What is your motivation behind this, and what do you hope to accomplish there?
Well, I think one of the things is that it's not just about REACH, it's about mental health in our society. You know, so many of the problems out there, the things that we face, the road rage, the, relationship issues, financial issues, weight gain and obesity and alcohol and drugs and the opioid epidemic and violence in our community, everything is really contingent upon adequate mental health care. And I think that's one of the things that's been missing in the country, is that we don't have adequate mental health care. We don't have adequate access to mental health care. And sometimes mental health care is really behind the times. And it's time for someone who really advocate for more cutting-edge treatments and access for patients. We need to adequately train our clinicians out there, as well as provide our patients with adequate access. And I think when we do have proper mental health care, and it is incorporated into how we treat school and how parenting is done, and not to tell people how to parent, but how to provide people with better skill sets on how to cope with life, then we're going to see a much more cohesive and content society. And it's time. It's way overdue for us to really dive into the next frontier, which is the brain. We know so little about the brain. And, you know, we were able to put a man on the moon, and it's time that our government really invests into the human brain and helps use our understanding and treatment of mental health issues to alleviate many of the concerns and issues that we have going on a day-to-day basis in society.
Dr. Nasiri, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. You've got a lot of great things going on through REACH Wellness and Recovery there in the Los Angeles area. And thanks also for all that you're doing in the rehab and addiction prevention space as well. Where can listeners get all the details on REACH Wellness and Recovery, and how could they also be in touch as well?
Well, they can call. They can go to our website at reachdetox.com. Again, that's www.reachdetox.com. Or if they want to learn more about ketamine, they can go to our ketamine website, our ketamine infusion treatment website, which is reachketamine.com. That's R-E-A-C-H, ketamine, K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E.com. Again, that's REACH Ketamine, R-E-A-C-H-K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E.com. And they can always contact us by phone or text. They can reach us at 323-351-6136. Again, that's 323-351-6136. They can call or text that number. Again, that number is 323-351-6136.
Very good. Dr. Nasiri, thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. And again, we certainly have appreciated your time today.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Alex Nasiri, a board-certified addiction medicine physician and anesthesiologist and founder of Reach Wellness and Recovery, a cutting-edge brain institute based in the Los Angeles area. Dr. Nasiri recently launched a new state-of-the-art Reach facility in Burbank, California, to help patients with a full range of behavioral health issues ranging from substance and alcohol use disorders to depression, PTSD, general anxiety disorders, OCD, and chronic pain. And to learn more, visit ReachDetox.com or ReachKetamine.com. Or for patients to call or text for more information, send a text or give a call to 323-351-6136. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.